soul to soul, spirit to spirit. Blessings from your innermost self. This morning, and for the past few days, something's been coming up to my attention. It is a very simple scripture. Scripture is, "It is I. Be not afraid." And this has been coming to me over and over, so that I've had to take it into my closet, take it into my meditation, and see what it is that's trying to bubble up. And this morning it finally came. Picture the scene as it is described in Scripture. The disciples are out on the boat. A storm develops. The waves are crashing against the side. The sky is threatening. Perhaps lightning is flashing and thunder booming, and the wind is tossing them about. And just when they think they're going to perish, they're going to die from this threatening situation, they see something approaching them on the water. And thinking it may be a spirit, a ghost, well, they're even more afraid. But then they hear the words of Christ. And Christ says, "It is I. Be not afraid." And I look at this as an internal experience, as all of these revelations are, and it tells me something. And it tells all of us something, because we're one. And what does it tell us? In our living experiences, from time to time, I am sure we all face a storm of one kind or another. It may be we are about to face financial ruin. It could be that a long-term relationship is falling apart. It might be that we have a very serious illness which threatens our very life. And so we're afraid. Forgetting for a moment the truth of our being, we're tossed about. We're in a panic. What will we do? Yet, on top of this storm, up above these judgmental thoughts, is Christ, our very Christ consciousness within us, saying, "It is I. Be not afraid." We who face financial ruin cannot come up with a human solution. Every door seems to close. Every avenue of income is cut off. Where will we turn? We're about to go under. And yet Christ says, "It is I. be not afraid. Right where this picture is, right where there's a limited human being struggling for survival, something called I is telling you to let go. Let go. I am here. Stop working on the problem. Come up higher. There is no need to fear. I am here. I, in the midst of thee, am Christ. I, in the midst of thee, am God itself. And so this is God living itself. Right here. God, I am right here. And God maintains and sustains its life. And so, you are looking at I. Be not afraid. Do not lift a hand. Do not lift the mental sword either. Stand ye still and see the salvation of I. I will restore the lost years that the locusts have eaten. It is I. Be not afraid. You rest. Live life as a beholder. Be a beholder as I live my life. It is I. Be not afraid. I have come that you might have life, and life more abundantly. You do not have to earn my life. In fact, you could never earn my life. I have given my life through grace. And so develop the habit now of dropping this problem and standing still and being a witness to I live my life. It is I. Be not afraid. And when you have a relationship that seems to be falling apart, and the harder you work on it, the worse it gets, and the more you give, the more the other one seems to want to take, until you're just worn out trying to keep it together. It is I. Be not afraid. You are focusing on the waves. You are focusing on the wind. God's not in the whirlwind. Stop focusing on the storm. God is in the still small voice. You see many where there is one. There is only one, and I am that one. I. It is I. Be not afraid. And now, no, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Never. I am always right here. It's because you thought you had a life to live of your own that you've run into this storm. But remember what I say to the storm. I say, peace, be still. Now let your mind rest. step out of the judgments for a little while. Step out of the whirling mind and rest. It is I. Be not afraid. God is maintaining and sustaining this life called I. And I have an infinite number of faces, yet it is I. And so where that person appears, where you appear, there is one life, and I am that life. I will always be here. Let me express my life. Do not battle. The battle is not yours, but mine, saith the Lord. And so, it is I. Be not afraid. I am living my life. You be a witness. You be a beholder. Start watching and observing as I give you my love. Truly, I say to you, my love will express to you in an infinite number of ways and through an infinite number of beings, and yet it'll always be I, the one being, expressing love to itself. To you who has an illness and you have struggled trying to overcome it, perhaps the medication isn't working. Perhaps you've been to several experts and nothing seems to be working. And maybe you've tried positive thinking or affirmations and denials. And you've tried and tried and yet you remain ill. Listen to me. It is I. Be not afraid. Stop trying to patch up a personal life. There is none. Healing doesn't come from working on a personal life. Healing comes in Christ. There is no healing from. There is no freedom from. There is freedom in I. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so stop struggling. The harder you struggle on the waves which are tossing and turning, the more you go down under. So stop. Stretch forth your hand and take the hand of I, and I will lift you above these waters. It is I. Be not afraid. Learn to rest inside. Cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostril. Let it go. Stop working. Stop striving. Make it your job to be a witness, a beholder, as I live my life. I. It is I. Be not afraid. In the face of danger, learn to withdraw judgment and realize whatever is real is God maintained and God sustained. Whatever is real is of God. And it is permanent and eternal. I do not have to lift my finger to save it or preserve it or to do anything about it. I merely have to behold God in action. You see, we must sit, not in judgment, but completely without judgment of any kind. In the realization that this is God's universe. It is I. Be not afraid. As I said before, he who loses his life shall find real life. Whose life? It is I. Be not afraid. And so, let us now take a different stand. Let us stop living by the sword. Let us stop living a personal life with the storm that inevitably follows. Let us learn to be witnesses, beholders, standing a little to the side, reminding ourselves, if necessary, 100 times a day. There's no personal life here. I do not have to put anything together at all. I can be still. Why? It is I, that divine I, God, living itself, right here. And it is my joy to watch God unfold itself as my day. God unfolds itself as my life. God unfolds itself as my supply. God unfolds itself as my companionship. And God unfolds itself as my being, as my mind, and as my body. We are making the transition from man of earth to that one who has his being in Christ, and Christ in us. There is nowhere you can go in heaven or on earth and get outside of I. I am infinite. I am eternal. And I am you. Let the mind be still. Let the senses slow down. And walk. Walk without seeking. I will reveal myself and my life as you create an opening through which I can function. I require your open consciousness. That is why I said, I stand at the door and knock. And I am knocking right this moment. Be a witness. Be a beholder. Behold, I shall make all things new. I will dissolve that which you tried to put together and patch up. I will dissolve the futility and the frustration and the anger and the pain, and the broken promises, and the hurts, and the sorrow, and the hopelessness, and the fear, and the panic. I will dissolve all of that if you will drop your burdens at my feet. I can do nothing if you insist on solving them yourself. Drop your burdens at my feet, and you will find my peace My peace I give to you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. This is an eternal peace. This is an eternal relationship. You as the witness, I as the life. Be not afraid. It is I. Fear not. I have come, and I will come to give you the kingdom. And the kingdom is a place. The kingdom is a state of awareness in which you live and move and have your being in I and I in you. Do not wait for some future time to do this. Do not wait for a time after you have left this earth experience. Now is the time of salvation, for now is my kingdom at hand. Only remember to be a witness, be a beholder. Stand a little to the side and watch. I am come. Remember to take several moments during the day and during the night to remember, it is I. Be not afraid. Do not concentrate so much on the storm that is raging that you forget me. I have said before, remember me. Do this in remembrance of me. Long ago, I said that he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall enter the kingdom of heaven. And perhaps that was not quite understood. But now you have the capacity to understand. What I was saying is that you must put on my life and put off your life. Because your life can never succeed. But if you let me, I will be your life. And success will follow everything that you do. Because in truth, I shall be doing it. And so take these moments during the day. Do not become so busy that you get overwhelmed with these pictures, with the waves and the lightning and the thunder. Take a moment. Take about 2 or 5 minutes and just get quiet. Close your eyes and look at it. Look at me. Remember, it is I. Be not afraid. Go into that statement. Just delve into it. What does it mean? What would it be like if I was living where you have been appearing to be? I, Christ, stand ready. If you ask me, I will give you the kingdom. I will give you my life. But take these moments to create an opening through which I can happen. Listen to what the beloved disciple John had to say. And perhaps you can hear this in a whole new way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. I am that word. I am that secret word. And I was always with God because I am God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. All things were made by God, by this divine I, by the I that I am. And all things that were not made, that were made, are the illusions of a storm that has been created in your mind. And so I am trying to tell you, through John, that all of those things were not made. And now listen. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. Again, John is talking about the I. It is I. Be not afraid. I was in the world, and the world knew me not. This is your opportunity at last to know me. And what will happen when you know me? What will happen to you when you really receive I? John tells you, because he says, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And so, beloved John knew that if you receive this life, this I, you will become the Son of God, born of God. This is really the meaning of being born again, isn't it? And this transition is what we're talking about. It is I. Be not afraid. Finally, listen to what came through Joel in his chapter, The Mystical I. I say to you, son, and that's every you listening, son, cease ye from depending upon man. I am here in the midst of you. This I that you have just declared, listen to me. Look unto me, the eye of your being, and be saved. Do not look to effects. Do not look to persons. Do not look to fame or fortune or position. Look unto me, for I in the midst of you am your bread, your staff of life. You need not earn your living by the sweat of your brow. Work, but love it. But do not feel dependent on it for your living. For I am living you. I am your living. I am your being. I have placed myself as the tree of life in the midst of the garden, which is yourself. I, in the midst of you, am mighty. Even your body is the temple of the living God, which I am. Your body, your mind, your soul, These are all dedicated to me, and I have ordained them. I have given to you your mind and your body. I am the substance of your mind. I am the substance of your body. I am that invisible substance which beats your heart. I am that which governs every organ and function of your body. I did not make your body and leave it to control itself. I made it in my image and likeness. It is I. Be not afraid. Many times have you left me. Many times you have made false gods, gods of gold and silver, gods of pills and powders, and looked to them for health and joy and life. You have looked outside for pleasure, satisfaction, for peace, and yet I am the wine of inspiration. I am the way. Live by way of me. Do not live by way of the world. You see, it's time to be in the world, but not of it. It's time to let I live my life where you have been. It's time for you to be a witness or a beholder, watching as I go forward and prepare a place. Put up your sword. Those who live by the physical or the mental sword will die. Live by my spirit, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. Dwell in me. Let me dwell in you. If you dwell in me, and if you let me dwell in you, if you live in the recognition that it is I in the midst of you, and I am your true identity, your eternal life, then I will draw onto you whatever is necessary for your harmonious unfoldment, whether it's person, place, or thing. Live in me. Let me live in you. And let me be the invisible presence that goes before you to prepare the way for you. Let me go before you, silently, sacredly, secretly. It is I. Be not afraid. Live in me, in the realization that I, in the midst of you, am God. I, in the midst of you, is ordained of God. For God is the Father and the Son. God is the giver, and God is the gift. Trust the I now at the center of your being. Tabernacle with me, for I in the midst of you am your life. I am that which prospers you. I am that which draws onto you all that is necessary for your spiritual development and unfoldment. I am you. Everything that has form must pay tribute and honor to me. I am the Spirit of God in you. I am your true identity. I am the very soul of your being, the very life of you. Awake, thou that sleepest. Awake. And when you awaken, you will see me as I am, and you will be satisfied with thy likeness. It is I. Be not afraid. And now, here is how it came through Bill. Back in October, 4 years ago. Listen. Without eyes, I can see. Without ears, I can hear. Without a brain, I still have thought. Who am I? I am the resurrection. And here is the way to the resurrection. Over and over again, I spoke about the resurrection and the last day, and you shall be resurrected on the last day. The last day is the day that you make the decision to go from broke. Today is the last day if you decide, yes, I am going to do this thing. I am not going to struggle with storms anymore. God is not in the whirlwind, and I am not going to be in the whirlwind. I am going to be a witness. I am going to be a beholder. I am going to behold the divine eye as it lives its life right here in the midst of me, through me, and as me. I am going to remember it is I. Be not afraid. And I am going to no longer take up the sword. I am going to watch as God fulfills itself. God is really living itself as my life when I stand aside. Now, I take a moment. Get quiet, and I invite the Spirit. God is living its life right here. I, in the midst of thee, am mighty. Not by physical might, nor by mental power, but by my spirit. I cannot use spirit. Spirit fulfills itself. I can stand still and see spirit. I can remain silent and watch the invisible hand of God as it reaches right up through my consciousness and reveals its divine harmony where the trouble appeared to be. You say there are 4 months to the harvest. I say, look again. It is I. Be not afraid. And so, I become an instrument. I become a channel for that divine eye. Always it has been present, but I have been looking at the waves. I have been looking at the clouds. I have been worrying the wind. But here comes Christ walking on the water. Here comes the eye of your being. And if you listen deep within yourself, you hear Christ say to you, it is I, be not afraid. I am here. I am everywhere. I am living my life. Take joy as you see the miracle in which I reveal the finished kingdom, not a kingdom that comes sometime in the future, not a kingdom that exists somewhere in another dimension, No, you become aware of the finished kingdom just as when you were outside before dawn. Slowly you became aware as dawn and the sun began to rise and the world got lighter and lighter and lighter, and soon it was alive and you could see clearly everything, and you were in the middle of the day. It is the same with the kingdom. As you become a witness, a beholder, watch my presence as the coming of dawn. Watch as the darkness of the problems disappear and dissolve, and the light of my spirit, the light of my life, my presence, brings to you an awareness of the full, bright day of spirit, and you will find you are dwelling in the kingdom of God, and that God abides in his kingdom, and that everything that God has is yours when you watch it unfold. You do not have to struggle anymore. You do not have to strive. You only need to watch. Be a beholder. It is I, right here. It is I. Be not afraid. And so, from this simple scripture, it is I, be not afraid, this whole talk came forth. And where did it come from? Is it something I thought up? No. Is it something I memorized? No. Where did this talk come from? This talk came from I have learned now to be a beholder, to stand a little to the side, and to let I live itself. And this whole talk is God revealing itself. And not just God revealing itself to you. God revealing itself to me. God revealing itself to you. God revealing itself to itself. And so this is a talk which is universal. God revealing itself everywhere. And let us take it with us now. Let us remember throughout the day. Let us take these periods of quiet. And let us go deeply into the scripture. It is I. Be not afraid.